Followers of the late Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez took to the streets to mark the anniversary of his death. Among Chavez supporters, affection for the charismatic leader still runs high, but there is also growing anger and frustration about the direction the country is heading. Inflation hit 56% last year. There are shortages of basic commodities such as cooking oil and flour, and one of the highest murder rates in the world. Student-led anti-government demonstrations are heading into their second month and have in some cases turned deadly as protesters clash with National Guard officers and police. Ron Penio, a Latin America analyst with the Council on Hemispheric Affairs, who admired Mr. Chavez, says many people are losing faith in his successor, President Nicolas Maduro.
Maduro is not that man. And part of what we're seeing now is an individual who just doesn't have the same level of charisma. He's not as savvy politically.
Still, Venezuela's worsening conditions have not changed the country's political dynamics, says analyst Michael Shifter of the Inter-American Dialogue.
There is a lot of the discontent extends to the people who supported Chavez. What hasn't happened is that many of those people have come over to the opposition.
In the most recent municipal elections in December, the ruling socialist parties bested the opposition. Support for the social programs that Mr. Chavez initiated that greatly reduced poverty and improved health care remain popular. But Penio says President Maduro has been unwilling or unable to make needed reforms to protect the sustainability of these programs as his mentor had done in the past.
Chavez went too soon. He wasn't given enough of an opportunity to finally cement into place what some of the things that he had built.
While President Maduro has called for dialogue to deal with the nation's problems, observers say his inaction so far has tarnished the legacy of Hugo Chavez. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.